Welcome back to Between the Lines. The sturgeon spearing season continues on Lake Winnebago and the upriver lakes. And senior fisheries biologist with the DNR in Oshkosh, Ryan Koenigs, joins us on the show. Ryan, great to have you on the program.
Great to be on.
The spearing season started this past weekend. How did the opening weekend go?
I think it went a little bit better than what we were anticipating, given the variable water clarity on Lake Winnebago. Through the first 2 days, we had a harvest of 313 fish from Lake Winnebago, which is quite a bit more than what we had last year. For the 2016 was similar water clarity conditions. But the difference this year was we had quite an increase in the number of shanties that were out on the lake. We did some aerial shanty counts on Saturday, and we actually had over 5,000 spearing shanties on the lake for the opening day. And that's the second highest shanty count that we've had during the history of this, spear fishery that dates back, decades. So a lot of people were able to get out over the weekend, and a number of people were able to have success. On the upriver lakes, we had an opening weekend harvest of 183 fish. That's down a little bit relative to most other years since the lottery fishery was implemented in 2007. But water clarity was pretty spotty up there as well, averaging about 4 to 5 feet.
All right, so clarity is poor?
On the average, clarity is poor. But there are pockets along the east and north shores of Lake Winnebago where water clarity is better. Some areas 12 to 13 feet of visibility, which is pretty good, but again, we would like to see that, on the average throughout the whole lake, not just in certain areas. Through the first, roughly week of the season, we've had the highest registration numbers from Lake Winnebago being on the east and north shores, and that's just because that's where the clearest water is.
All right. What are some of the biggest fish harvested?
Well, that's really been kind of the positive thing of this year's spear fishery. I mean, there's a lot of positives, but one of the really kind of noteworthy things is the presence of these big fish back in the harvest this year. Dating back to about 2010, we've, for the most part, rewrote the record books on the top 10, top 20 heaviest fish on record just because of some strong gizzard shad hatches during a number of those years. The last two seasons leading into this year, we really didn't have a lot of heavy fish taken just because the fish were in a little bit, poorer condition than what they were over the last 5 to 10 years. But this year, we're really seeing some plump fish again. I think to date, we've had 8 fish over 140 pounds registered, whereas last year, we only had 1, and the season before, we didn't have any. So there's some very nice fish taken. The two largest fish this year have been very close in weight. Sandra Schumacher's harvested 154.7-pound fish on opening day, and then there was a larger fish harvested just 2 days ago that was 154.9 pounds.
All right. If a fish is that big, how old would you estimate it?
It's really variable, but if you're just going to pinpoint me down to a number, I'd say that fish is probably 70 to 80 years old. Those fish were very different lengths, though. Sandra's fish was much more plump and didn't carry as much of a length as the other fish that was 154.9 pounds.
Wow. When you think of a fish being that old, what that's just incredible.
Well, it's definitely a unique resource gem that we have here on the Winnebago system, and just the fact that we can, we're talking about a reduced harvest this year, and through the first weekend there were over 500 fish harvested. I mean, there's not anything that takes place like this anywhere else in the world, even to that level. The only other spear opportunity there is in the continental U.S. that I'm aware of is in downstate Michigan, but they typically have a harvest of 5 to 6 fish per year.
Wow. All right, so do you expect the season to go the full 16 days?
On Lake Winnebago, it's definitely going to be a full 16-day season. I just don't see a way that with the harvest numbers that are coming in during the week here that we're going to reach the harvest caps. There's been a significant reduction in spearing effort, as there is most years, and even if effort would have stayed up, I still don't know that we would have been able to hit the harvest caps. On the upriver lakes, I think we're looking at one of the longer seasons that we've had since that lottery fishery was implemented, but I'm thinking that fishery likely will come to a close at the end of this weekend or early next week, but you never know. If we get into that second full week, most of the spearers that had Upriver Lakes tags will probably already be tagged out, and there may not be that many people out on the lake. So So harvest, you know, next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, if the season's still going, could be very low.
Well, I know the spearers out there know the lake, but are any concerns about the ice conditions?
Well, it's just it's really important that spearers, you know what conditions are where they plan to travel. Talking and reading some of the Facebook posts from a couple of the fishing clubs around the area, it sounds like some of these clubs are looking at potentially pulling their bridges at some point this weekend. So it's really up to the discretion of the spearer to know what conditions are, and that, you know, comfort level for going out onto the ice is very different from one spear or one angler to another. So the season will not close. It will go on. But we're expecting that there's going to be quite a reduction in effort from the second weekend compared to what there was the first.
All right. You're the expert. Sturgeon population in Lake Winnebago's healthy and strong?
Yep. No doubt.
Do you get a chance to go out and spear or not?
I buy a license every year. This year I actually did have my shack out on the lake, but I took it off Monday night just because I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to get out later this week, and then I didn't want to leave it out there through the weekend. So my father-in-law sat in my shack on Sunday. He didn't see anything, but I like to get out there typically at least once or twice a season, but it, you know, just didn't work out this year.
You're like the golf pro, never gets to play the course.
Well, I guess that's one of the casualties of the job, but I wouldn't change it.
Ryan Koenig, fisheries biologist with the DNR. Ryan, great to have you on the show.
All right, thanks.